Stand Up For Kids podcast. I'm your host, Mike Olson. I'm the director of development with Stand Up For Kids. And today's episode, we're going to focus on the youth of Stand Up For Kids. So we've got Natsumi and Lupita with us today. Hi, girls. How are you?
Hi.
So they're both youth that attend our Anaheim program. And that is our 12 to 18 age range program. And we were... Pre-COVID, we were meeting at the Anaheim Center. Obviously, life has changed since the March time frame. So that's where I want to start with you guys. So I'll start with Natsumi. So how are things in the time of COVID? What's life like for you, or how has life changed?
Life's changed a lot, I think, now with this whole pandemic. It's impacted me in many ways, such as not being able to go to school anymore, like in person. Now we have to do virtually, so that kind of sucks. We have to stay at home all day, every day, so we can't go out anymore, you know. I feel like that's it. Like, nothing else other than that. I think it's, you know, pretty normal.
Yeah, I mean, those are a couple big things, right? Like, What was it like, you were going to school 1 week in March, and then the next week you're at home, right? Just like everybody, yeah. There's like a line, right? So what was that like?
Honestly, because I thought we were still going to go back to school, so I wasn't like, I didn't think much of it. I was like, okay, so now we're going to go back to school in like a month. And then it turns out that it got even worse, and we didn't end up going back to school. I don't know. I didn't really think much of it. I was just like, oh, okay, we're not going back to school. But then now that a new year is starting and I'm going to high school, I kind of want to go back to school, you know, just to be able to see my friends, meet my new teachers. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think what your thought process is a similar one to what most people thought. Like, hey, we've never seen a pandemic before. I don't know what it looks like. You're telling me that I have to not go to work, not go to college, not go to high school, not go to daycare, stay home and be safe. And I think everybody originally thought like, 2 weeks, run, whatever. We can all hang out in our house for a couple of weeks and we can deal with that. And here we are, whatever, 5 months later, and we're still in that mode. So it's kind of hard to think like where do we go from here? And I guess I'll point to Lupita. So do we know now that school is, so for the fall, is it, do you know what's happening?
For me, for a while, our school, our teachers, and our principal didn't really contact us at first. It was like all quiet, no one said anything until not actually recently. They said that we were gonna go back like to school. We were still gonna do it virtually, but we're going back in August 24th. And for me, when I thought that, I was really like kind of sad, because then like eventually said we won't be able to see our friends or new teachers. Like, it's like our first year of school, like of something that's really exciting for most people and for me. So like of us thinking that we won't be able to do our first day of school and we have to do it virtually, it's just kind of sad.
Yeah, that sounds like a bummer. And so Natsumi is going to be a freshman. What grade are you going into, Lupita?
I'm going to 7th grade.
Into 7th?
Okay. Middle school, yeah.
Okay. And so the whole semester is going to be virtual? Has that been determined?
I'm not sure if it's the whole trimester. I'm not sure if it's... But we for sure know that August 24th, we're starting virtually. We don't know until when. We just know that.
Okay. And do you know the structure? Do you have like... a Zoom call at 8:30 that you, and then you have lunch, and then you have, do you know kind of how it lays out?
We don't know the schedule, but we do know it's going to be on Zoom. We have like the teacher's contact and everything. And I'm pretty sure they're going to tell us our schedule because on August 17th, we're actually going to go to our school and we're going to pick up our computers. And like they're going to give us our schedules and our teachers. We might see some of our teachers there actually. But we really don't know until August 17th too, because that's when we're going to get all of our, you know, the schedules at what time.
Yeah, so it's like a huge amount of question marks, right? Like, what's going to happen? I'm guessing, I know a lot of schools are still trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
What are we going to do and how are we going to be the most effective as we can be? And then if school is allowed to reopen again, how are we going to keep our kids safe when they come back to school? That's a lot of question marks. So same question as I asked Natsumi, but how's COVID affected you? How's life changed?
For me, my schedule, I wake up, whenever I wake up, I actually do a lot of workout. I run sometimes. I do at home workout because I guess we have to. And then I guess there's nothing really we could do at home, but all I do is really watch TV. And like when I really need to, when we need to go out, like get some food, some things, we do go out, but we always are really careful. We don't go out unless we really need to. Because my mom is really like in this, because actually one of our family members, like that's not really close by, is like actually has COVID, and like we're really, really careful with everything.
Is that, and that's a family member you said?
Yeah, but from like far away.
Are they okay?
Yeah, they're getting better.
They're getting better. They're okay. But yeah, that brings it home, right? And you actually know a person who got it.
Yeah, it's like really like stressful on you. You're just like, this is like a real thing happening, and like anyone could really get it.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, there's like, whatever, I think there's like 4.5 million cases in the US right now, which is a huge number, right? But I think there's still a lot of people that don't feel the urgency of it. And they don't really, they don't know somebody, or they haven't really seen the negative effects in person. So they have a tough time kind of like...
they don't know if it's true, they want to believe it. They don't want to believe it.
Yeah, I think that's true too. Because it's very inconvenient, right? It's changed all of our lives immensely. But yeah, so you have a direct experience with it, so you kind of, you get it a little bit more than maybe another person hasn't had that. Yeah, that's interesting. Natsumi, do you know anybody who's gotten COVID?
I actually don't. No, yeah. I'm pretty happy that none of my family members have COVID or have been even close to having it, because that's, I think it's really scary, you know?
Super scary.
So, yeah.
Okay, so Natsumi, tell me a little bit about your home environment. Like, do your parents that live at the house, do you have brothers and sisters, do you have other family members, like, lay out your home life for us a little bit.
So it's usually just me, my brother, my dad, and my mom. And then my dad, he works, so he goes to work at 4 and he doesn't come back till 12. So usually it's sometimes just me, my mom, and my brother at home. So yeah.
What's your dad do for work?
He actually works in the factory because he was working in downtown Disney, but since the restaurants are closed, he hasn't been able to go back to work. So, Yeah. I think they're opening his job, because he had two. One of them is opening next week, so he might go back. So that's good.
But yeah, so he was nimble, or he had to shift and do what he had to do and get a job at a factory, or?
Yeah. He was a chef.
He was a chef?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Cool. What does he do at the factory job, do you know?
I think he, stores the, boxes. I think so. I don't really know. But, yeah.
Yeah, what happens at factory? Big boxes move around and heavy stuff?
Yeah.
Gotcha. But yeah, so that's a direct experience and direct response to COVID too, right? So,
yeah.
There's worries with financial stability there, losing your jobs.
Yeah.
Lupita, how about you? What's your family, what's your living situation like?
My mom and my dad and my two brothers. I actually have three, but one lives in Florida. I have two brothers that live with me, and some of my cousins are actually staying here.
Your friends?
My cousin.
Oh, your cousins?
Yeah, some of my cousins. Oh. And my dad is working, but my mom isn't, because my mom actually works at Disney. Downtown, I'm not downtown, but at Disney at one of the hotels. And so my dad works at a nursery for fans, and he also leaves at 4 a.m. and he comes back we don't even know. Sometimes it's really late, sometimes it's really early. Mm-hmm. And drives to sometimes Los Angeles, San Diego, Sacramento. A lot of places to drop off plans, and it's a really hard job. I've actually gone with him a couple of times, and it's a really tiring job.
So it's like heavy lifting?
Yeah, big plan.
So that was a job change because he was working with Disney, and then he had to go take this other job? Or did I mix up what you said?
My mom works at Disney.
Okay, I'm sorry.
My dad's been working there for 30 years.
Okay, gotcha. So yeah, we've got a Disney connection, which makes sense in Anaheim, right? I feel like half of Anaheim works for Disney. Except when Disney's closed, that's a huge deal, right? Financially. So it's a single income household then at this point for your family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that?
It's only my dad working, and then my brother also works, actually. He gets phone calls. He calls people to about insurance on their cars, and I guess he also pays us to help us out, because they're the only two people that actually work at the whole house.
Yeah, so is that difficult? Do you see that in your family, money being a problem?
I mean, maybe, because we honestly, a lot of people live here, and then you have to load a lot of food, and then it's only two people working. So
how many people are with your cousins? How many people are in the house?
Like 10.
Like 10? That's a lot.
With everyone. Everyone, yeah, 10.
How many bedrooms?
5. Yeah.
Okay. So that's, and so then, I mean, you take that situation and then you say, hey, COVID, you can't go outside. You can't.
Yeah, that's like stay in the house. But we have a pretty big backyard, a front yard, so we to go out there and play. But it's a big family, so we do a lot of things together. Pretty fun. We play a lot of games, watch TV.
Okay, cool. So you get along with your family for the most part?
Yeah, actually. I guess
they're right. You better say yes.
My cousins, yeah, they're fine. But my brother, we get in a lot of fights.
Yeah, which is normal, right?
Yeah, I mean, brother and sister.
I have two sisters, so I know what fighting with the sisters is like. So.
Yeah.
Natsumi, how's Justin? You and Justin get along with your brother?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Very little.
Is he a pain in the butt?
Yeah. He is.
Are you a pain in the butt?
No. That's all him.
I don't think I believe that. But that's okay. Okay, so, and you guys are both in the Stand Up For Kids program, correct?
Yes.
So, how long, let's go with Natsumi. So how long have you been in the Stand Up For Kids program?
I think I started going when I was, seventh grade. I think it was seventh grade.
So a couple years?
Yeah, not too long ago. Like, 2 years ago, maybe. Yeah.
Okay. How did you get introduced to the program? Why'd you start going?
I actually have a friend. Her name's Melanie. She's the one that told me about the program, and she told me, you know, everything that they had, you know, how they helped you and everything. And I thought it seemed... I think it seemed pretty interesting, and, you know, I was like, you know, why not? So, I went, and the first time, like the first day, it was I was really nervous. So I was kind of scared, you know, cause I didn't know what was waiting for me. You know, I didn't really know anybody, except for Melanie. I was pretty nervous that day.
Yeah, so that I think is a very common feeling, both as a person, as a kid entering, coming into the program, or as a volunteer, or as a staff member. I can definitely tell you, like, the first time I went and met you guys, like, I didn't know what I was walking into either. So there's definitely always, like, the fear of the unknown on something new. And we actually, so our interns have the same, some of them have the same feelings as well. I know we wrote an article about one of our interns, Courtney, who came to our center, and she was completely terrified to walk in. She didn't know what, I guess she has like some social anxiety or something too that I didn't know about. But I was there the same night that she was, and she, I guess, was like mortified. And again, it was like the fear of the unknown, right? But then after going one time, understanding what it was and meeting some people, then whatever, you get past that phase. Lupita, same question for you. So how long have you been in the Stand Up For Kids program?
I've been in the Stand Up For Kids program for 2.5 years.
Okay, 2.5 years. What made you go in the first place?
So me and my cousins and my brothers actually went before we didn't know the program. We went to the center, like normal for school all the time. And so when our cousins actually started going to the Stand Up For Kids program, and they said it was really fun and it was really cool. So then my brother started going. And so then, like, he said he really liked it too. And so I started going. And for me, it was like, I'm a really shy person, so I was really scared to go too. But I went, and then we like had to share our highs and lows. And I was just like, at first I didn't know what like that was. I was like, what is that? And the only people I knew were my cousins and my brother. And so I was really scared and shy. Like, I didn't know anyone else. And I'm not sure who my friend was my first friend. I don't know if it was that to me or someone, but I'm pretty sure it was her. She was like my first friend from the actual program. And she's really a great friend, and it was really fun. And I really ended up really liking it.
Yeah, and you guys have both, ever since you started going, you've been, I guess I don't know this for sure, but I think you've both been kind of like consistently going ever since you started. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
everybody.
Yeah, why do you keep showing up? Let's ask the people.
I guess it's because, like, homework-wise, it's really, like, the people there actually help me, and sometimes even, like some of, like, the students, I guess, I go there, also help me, too, and the staff is really, like, cool to work with, yeah. And it's really fun, and then also with friends, and we play games, and it's, like, a really
okay, so there's some homework help, helping you with school. There's some kind of like just making friends.
Like a family.
Like a family?
Yeah, like they help with homework. We're also there playing. Like,
cool. Natsumi, why do you keep going back?
I feel like same reasons, you know, homework. They help you a lot if you ever have any questions. Maybe also because I think it's fun, you know, instead of staying home, you know, go somewhere, you know, I have friends there, just with us out, you know, just talk about our days, you know, so, yeah.
So, and obviously when COVID hit, then the center closed down, so stand up. Your usual avenue to interact with Stand Up For Kids changed. So what do you do? Yeah, let's go to Natsumi. What's the program look like now in this kind of COVID arena? Like how many times a week do you interact with Stand Up For Kids, and what do you do?
We usually meet up, I want to say like 3 times a week, maybe even 4, probably. You know, we have virtual like lunches, and we usually like do our like highs and lows as always. Then we just like talk about our lives, you know, what we do during quarantine, you know. So,
okay, so that was an explanation of a virtual lunch. Is that what you're
talking
about? Okay. Yeah, a virtual lunch is a thing where a company or a group of people buys lunch for the group, and we actually have it whatever, we use Postmates or Uber Eats or something to actually get the food to you guys. So we've had a few companies that have said, yeah, we want to do that, which it's like kind of different, right? Like it's in a different experience. What do you think about virtual lunches, Lupita?
They're pretty fun. We like ask a lot of questions about ourselves to get to know each other. We like, Nathan said, we do our heads alone and talk about every like something, and then like people like ask questions, and then like everyone answers them with their own opinion, and it's pretty fun to get food. Yeah.
Cool. So Natsumi said 3 or 4 times a week that she interacts with Stand Up For Kids. What about you, Lupita? How many touch points over the course of a week do you think now?
We do a lot of workshops, I guess. We did one of like helping us out to study for tests. And we also did one for, and we're still doing it, one like that's a game night, I guess, but it's called. We like play games with some people. And so I guess you could say 3 or 4 times too.
And so I guess what with COVID, obviously being a, hey, you got to stay inside. Hey, don't hang out with your friends. Kind of restricting you. There's like at least a little bit of an outlet that Stand Up For Kids provides to let you see the outside world once in a while, kind of a thing. Is that the right way to say it? Do you feel more supported? If you weren't in the Stand Up For Kids program right now, if you were not, yeah. If you didn't even know Stand Up For Kids existed, how would life be different for you right now?
I wouldn't have a lot of friends, and I wouldn't have a lot of people to talk to. Like, if I wouldn't have met, like, known you guys, then I would just be home, like, doing nothing, and, like, have, like, nothing to, like, get up for, if that makes sense. Like, in a way, it just changed me, and, like, how I am, and how to interact with people, and how to be better for school, and all of that. And so, that I meet you guys, it's, like, something that I get to look up to, like, every day. Like, oh, wait, we have, like, a meeting today. I'm excited. It's, like, something, like, really great to, like, think about and, like, look up to.
Okay, and I am a Stanford for Kids employee, so I'm obviously biased. But you're not just saying that just to make me feel good, are you?
No. I'm actually really excited sometimes. It's, like, really fun to, like, all these questions, all these things that we do. It's pretty fun. I know we don't get to see each other. Like.
Nice. Okay. All right, you're on the hot seat for a long time then. So let's go back to Natsumi. So when we were at the physical center, we would always bring dinner, right? So Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, we'd have Mondays and Wednesdays mentoring night, and Thursdays was STEM night. Did you guys go to STEM night usually?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lupita? Yeah. Okay. So 3 nights a week, you were with us generally. And then we would always have food. We'd always have dinner at the center. So then obviously that went away. Do you guys, and we've since had this We Deliver program. I don't know if you guys even know the name of it, but we on a weekly basis bring food to our kids. Do you, Natsumi, are you part of that? Is your family part of that program?
Yeah.
Okay, so how often does that happen?
I think they stopped, but they would bring us food. I think it was Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays when they would bring us food. Yeah.
And I think that there's two different initiatives. One was just like groceries. One is where, hey, here's some bread and here's some meat and some corn. And then there was another, we had it's Fairmont Prep High School in Anaheim, and they were the ones that provided the Monday, Wednesday, Friday food, because they had a freezer full of food. I might butcher this story a little bit, but basically they had a bunch of food in a freezer that was to be used for the spring semester. And obviously everything shut down, so they didn't have a lunch service to offer. So they already had a partnership with us through some bag lunches that they were doing when the center was open. And they got innovative and they actually decided, let's go actually cook all that food so it doesn't go bad, and let's feed the kids of Anaheim. And so they actually made these pre-prepared meals on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And yeah, I think that is over with now. But that, I believe that's what that program was all about. Do you notice, do you get groceries delivered also?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think it's either weekly or bi-weekly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Cool. Lupita, same for you? Did you get both things?
Yeah.
And I guess, Lupita, a similar type of question for you. But so you have 10 people in your place. So did the food that we bring, was that meant to feed all of you?
We have a lot of people, so the food was like always enough because we had a lot, so that was like fine. But I mean, it really did, because my mom didn't have to cook anymore because it was just prepared. My mom is actually like hurting because she has like that problem. And so she doesn't like have to get up and wait anymore. Didn't have to get up anymore. and just the food was there. We just had to cook it. And it was really simple and it really helped a lot for me. And I'm pretty sure it did the other two.
Cool. Cool. Okay, so let's talk about. I'm going to go to Lupita, I think. So I'm going to ask you some hard ones now. We got the easy ones out of the way. So I like to ask this question, but I like to ask this question to a lot of people. But what do you want to be when you grow up? Do you know?
I really want to be a lawyer. I feel like it's like what I really am looking up to.
And where does the law come in? Like, where did that blossom out of?
I always really wanted to be a lawyer because, I like the rights. I like want to do right for people. People are like wrongly convicted. People like don't have rights as much as other people. So I want to like make that right. I want to help out people. It's like something that I've always wanted to do. Because like there's a lot of ways to help people, doctors, police, like all these other things, but that's not something that I want to do. I feel like also like being a lawyer could help a lot of people by just not putting them in jail if they're like wrongly convicted of something that they didn't do.
And you told me you're going into seventh grade?
Yeah.
So that's like really forward thinking for a seventh grader, if you ask me anyway.
Yeah. My sixth grade teacher, I was talking to her about it because like she asked a lot of like the same questions, like a lot too. And like I told her about it and she actually gave me a book, like a really big book, of lawyers and like of like facts or something like that. And I actually am still reading it somewhere over there. But it's like helps me a lot too.
Gives you something to do when you're born during Corona.
I mean, I sometimes read actually. I have a lot of fun.
Yeah, are you?
But absolutely.
Wait.
Like when I'm about to go to sleep every day, because I like doing that.
Okay. Yeah. So if you want to be a lawyer, you gotta like to read, right?
I don't really like it, but it's something fun. So.
Yeah. So anyway, you have a lot of time to, you have a lot of years to. Hone your skills and like so. When I was in seventh grade, I think I picked my nose a lot, but I can't remember much else besides that. So the fact that I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up when I was 30. So, so kudos to you for having an idea already. Okay, Natsumi. So same question for you. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I would love to be a vet. I really love animals. I think I would choose animals over humans. It's just, I don't know. They're so pure, you know. I love animals with passion. I think that I would love to be able to help them, you know. Whenever I see, like, injured animals or anything, I want to help them because, you know, they're injured and I feel really bad. So I would just love to help them, you know, maybe even do like free checkups for them, you know, because I know paying for like a dog surgery or just to even see how much they weigh or if they're healthy. I know it's pretty expensive, so, you know, maybe to do it for free for a bit, you know, for some people, I think it would help, so.
Yeah, I feel like you could go, there's plenty of, like, volunteer opportunities in that genre. I feel like you could go work at a shelter to kind of, like, understand what that's like, what a job would be like doing that.
Yeah.
That's an idea. Okay, so you both want to help. You want to help. So one of you wants to help animals. One of you wants to help people. But I like it all the way around. Do you think about that? Do you think about veterinary stuff and lawyer stuff like on a weekly basis? Are you thinking about like, hey, what can I do this week to like fulfill my dream of being a vet? Is that, I don't know. I don't think I ever thought things like that, but the way you guys are talking about, like, does that come up in your brain?
Sometimes I think, you know, how can I, what can I do to, you know, get like a little bit of lift to what I want to become, you know? Sometimes I try to look up like things you need to know, you know, before I think I already know the basis of like if they're wounded. So I think I already know that. I'm pretty sure it's not that hard. So sometimes I think about my career, you know. So yeah.
How about you, Lupita?
Yeah, like out of nowhere, I'm just like, how can I like help this? Like I like watched a lot of shows and like out of nowhere it just like pops in my head. And like I also like Lupita said, I like to look up things about like how to do this and then that. Or I like go in my book and I'm like, oh wait. Like, it's really like things to look up to and be like, I want to do this when I grow up. Like when you're like maybe older and you're just like accomplished it, you're like, I really like, I thought about this is my dream job. This is what I've always wanted like to do. And I accomplished that. Maybe when you're older, it's like really cool to think about that.
So do you have a favorite law show? You do. I can tell you do. What is it?
This is a show called How to Get Away from Murder.
Okay.
I know it's really like weird like things, but it actually like talks about a lot about like things. It's like about like some students at a law school, like learning about law. And it's like actually some facts in there, and it's like really cool. But like I guess like they end up killing someone and like they like, yeah. But it's a pretty cool show.
Can I ask you one more hard one? And then we can finish?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna start with Natsumi. So Natsumi, if you were gonna explain Stand Up for Kids, what Stand Up for Kids means to you, to somebody who had never heard of the organization before, how would you explain it?
I think first I would, you know, talk about like how it has impacted me and how it has helped me. And then I feel like I would talk about everything we do there, you know, how they help you, what they help you on, you know, like homework. They also provide lunch, so that's really good. You know, also that you can make new friends, you know, not just with the like the students that go there, but also with the volunteers, you know, have a better connection. Just explain everything that's happened, you know, and everything they do for us. For example, like help us with homework. I can say that they've helped me improve a lot with my like grades. I wasn't the best at math, and I'm still not the best. But I feel like since I started going, they've like helped me improve, and I'm definitely getting better. So I think that's something that I would tell them, you know. Obviously, it doesn't have to be just math. It could be other subjects, you know, science, English. They also, I don't know, like if whenever you, like getting away from the school subjects, Just whenever you need to talk to someone, I feel like they're always there, you know, you need to talk to them about like problems at home, you know, problems at school, you know, just, and it doesn't have to be bad. It could be good too. You can talk about your day, to the volunteers, and if you have friends, there, you know, you can talk to them about anything. And most of the time they will have an answer to everything, and they'll kindly be helping you, you know? So, yeah, I feel like that's what I would tell them, yeah? Also, if they're shy, you know, I think that it'll help them be more outgoing once they start going, because we do lots of highs and lows. We do lots of, like, things that put you in the center, and I feel like that helps a lot with just trying to be more outgoing, and it just helps a lot. It's definitely helped me. I was really shy, so I'm still pretty shy, but not as much as I was before I started going to stand for kids. So yeah, that's another thing I would talk to them about.
Thank you. Okay, Lupita, so if you were going to tell somebody about our program that had never heard of it before and how it impacts you, what would you say?
I mean, I definitely agree with Nathalie with everything she said. I would just talk about them, how like it impacted my life, how it could impact theirs. Like they said, you could be really shy, you could be really, like, maybe you could have anxiety, and like maybe they could help you. They could also, like, they said, homework wise, like for me, I was actually really like not the best at writing, but like now I got like A's on like all of my writing, and like really good. They could help you with problems. Or if you really want to tell, like, especially say you really want to tell someone, like, about your day, about what this happened, and they're always there. And if you have a question about homework, if you have a question about anything, they're always there. And tell them how, what we do, and that we get food if they don't have enough food. There's always extra, so they can always take some. It's, like, really, it really impacts your life on how you are to become more kind, to become more outgoing. You could just be more of a better person than you were already.
That's good. All right. Well, thank you both for being here. I appreciate your time, and thanks for sharing yourselves.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for listening today to Listen Up, the Stand Up For Kids podcast. A big thank you to our production team consisting of associate producer Billy Quinn and editors Ariba Kauka, Pablo Ortega, and Michelle Bernay. Find us on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, and wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to support Stand Up For Kids, please share this podcast with family, friends, and colleagues. Also, check out our website at standupforkids.org/Orange County, and you can email me directly at michaelo@standupforkids.org to learn more. Please also consider a donation to help getting kids off the streets. 95 cents out of every dollar donated goes directly to support our kids. I'm your host, Michael Olson, Director of Development at Stand Up For Kids, Orange County. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.